It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, everybody, welcome to it, the Plan B Show, or the Plan B After Show podcast. I've been having a hell of a time with names today. I'm just calling everything the wrong thing.
You remember my name?
Dumbass.
It's Jeremiah.
Oh, it's a bullfrog? Yeah, you're an idiot. What a moron. Folks, anyway, it is the Plan B After Show. I still can't do it right. The Plan B After Show podcast. My brain hurts. It hurts so bad.
Brought to you by Wilson Cycle. Is that what you're going to say?
No, it is brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Get your motorcycle running right with Gilson Cycle. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. We'll hear a word from them a little bit later on. Gilson, of course, folks, it is times for, oh my God, I'm done. I can't even do it. You know why? I didn't get any caffeine this morning. Hold on a sec.
Well, you got some caffeine over there?
I got some leftover Diet Mountain Dew. I need a chug.
chug. Watch, this will be like an hour-long podcast now. Sweet.
That was flat and old. I think that was from Friday, but whatever. It's fine. It was probably a bug in there or something. I needed something. No, it's time for facts and opinions. That's right. Five facts and five opinions for you.
Hey.
What?
Real quick. Okay. You getting your caffeine. I got it. We got to bring this up real quick. My cousin the other day, last weekend, we went to my sister's, did a little boating thing over the weekend.
Yep.
He gets up and he has something in his teeth. I'm like, oh, it looks like you have some black in your teeth. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. It's a coffee ground. I'm like, oh, you must have gotten some coffee grounds in your coffee this morning. He's like, no, actually, I opened up the top and took a scoop of the grounds and ate the grounds and then chased it with some coffee. I'm like, what? You what? He's like, yeah, I do that. I take spoonfuls of the grounds, and I take a spoonful and then chase it with the coffee. I'm like, dude, I've never heard of that, and that's got to be the nastiest thing.
Well, I have heard, like, chocolate-covered coffee beans that you can eat. And, yeah, you can get all gacked out on those, man.
I guess. He says he does, too. He's like, dude, it's immediate.
I bet.
It's like you're on crack, you know?
That's interesting. Maybe I should throw a little, just chew on some coffee. That can't taste good, though. That can't taste good.
No. There's no way that tastes good. I don't know. I just found that interesting. He's a Florida boy, man, so he's got a couple quirks.
Well, that explains it. Yeah, he's raving psycho.
Yeah, straight up eating coffee, the ground coffee.
Yeah.
Been soaked in water.
How else are you going to wrestle alligators unless you're fucking eating coffee? Miss, could I have a coffee, just straight grounds, please? Yeah, thank you. No cream, no sugar. Yeah. I just like
it's like his cereal in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bowl of coffee. Wet coffee.
Oh, God.
Anyway, sorry.
I don't trust him one bit. all right, fast. So let's do it. It's five. Yeah, see, super fast. You can never catch him. Five facts, five opinions. Here you go. Your first fact. Ancient Romans loved their orgies so much that orgy planner became an actual job. And if they did a great job on planning the orgy, they might be invited to participate.
Wow.
Yeah, they did love it.
Just imagine.
Just a bunch of old Romans fucking.
Well, kind of just one big room. I always imagine it as like there's a big pool in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there's a bunch of cement, you know, around, and people just laying around naked, just pounding away, dude. It's crazy.
Question for you. What's the most amount of people you've had in a room while you've been having sex?
Three
people,
including me,
including you.
Including
that's
me.
It. Gosh, such a square.
Yeah,
such a square.
No, dude. I don't want. I don't know. It's not a show.
Yes, it is.
Come to the circus.
It's exactly a show.
Got it.
It's exactly. It's
I never understood that. My one buddy was like that. He is like, you're like, dude, come on in here.
Look,
we're having fun. We're gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Look,
like,
if I'm getting laid, who cares? If I'm getting laid, I don't care if there's four other couples in there getting it on with me. Who gives a shit?
You were one of those dudes in high school that walked around the locker room naked, didn't you? And like talking to people
no,
just didn't
care. I'm not saying I'm
didn't
rude.
Didn't even acknowledge that you're naked.
No, I'm not rude about it. But look, if there is, let's say, four couples that are all like-minded and everyone's just feeling frisky, kind of, it's almost like having porn on while you're doing it. You know what I mean?
That's weird to me. I'm sorry. I know I'm the outlier on this one, but yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, a couple chicks is different.
No, I don't know.
It's like you're my buddy, dude. I don't need to see or touch or you know, I don't know.
Come on.
You go ahead. Have fun.
At one point, we're all just one body. It doesn't matter, Hunter. Who cares where you begin and I end? It doesn't matter. You're just kind of rolling around. You turn the lights off.
What?
Have a little fun.
Jesus.
Yeah. Just feel around.
Yeah. I've even like thought about it, like tried like, all right, yeah. Maybe this is a guy thing that I'm missing out on. No, I just can't do it.
So you're saying you don't want to be invited
bunch
to
of
our
naked
orgy?
Dudes.
Well, yeah, if it's just a bunch of naked dudes. Then you. But if you get a bunch of naked dudes and naked chicks, imagine, Hunter, okay? you're not with your wife, all right? You're not with your wife, okay? And
ten
of the hottest.
Like you're saying I'm not married.
You're not married, okay? You're not married, obviously. And 10 Victoria's Secret supermodels. I'm talking fucking tens across the board. 10 of these hot chicks come up and say, look, Hunter, you get to join us, but we also have 9 other guys hopping in here. And you don't have to do anything with the guys, but everyone's going to be in the same room. You know what I mean? There may be some switching, you know, there may be some stuff going around. You're not going to do that?
No, one dude in that room is going to get 2 chicks because I ain't joining. Sorry.
God.
I just can't do it. I don't understand what it is.
You got a chance to just get it on with the hottest chick. And just because there's another dude over in the corner banging away, you can't get with it? Come on, buddy.
I can't get in the mode.
I'm disappointed.
Can't get in the comfortableness of you guys out there just have a strong mind, I guess.
Just me. I feel like
I don't know. It was weird to me, man. It's weird to me. It's a personal thing, dude. You know, like people around just maybe if I was grown up around it, you know, like but this is not how it was back in the day.
No one's grown up around orgies. I mean, if you're at an orgy and there's people, there's children there, you're in the wrong place and you need to call the cops immediately. God. Like, someone bring their kid here?
Yeah,
this is pretty fucked up. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I couldn't get a sitter tonight. It's like, geez, no, I know. I get what you're saying. But yes, of course, I have to play. I don't know, buddy. I think, like, okay, if our wives die, and we're going to be sad, I want to know that I can count on you to invite you to an orgy that I get invited to. Like, what if they say, look, Brock, you can come to the orgy, but you got to bring someone else. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I want to take Hunter with me, you know?
Yeah, you get some booze, bro. You have to booze me up a little bit.
See, now, since you've never done it, you don't know. Maybe it's the greatest thing in the world. Maybe you've just never experienced it, and you're like, this is, it could be, are you worried that it's going to become your thing then? Now you're the orgy guy?
Like, there's no, I mean, possibly, maybe. Like, is there, like, you? So you're telling me there's no awkwardness in this room?
The
like
most
nobody else is just
I've had
like, eh.
I've done it with 3 other couples in the room, and I was fine because I'm getting mine.
I mean are you talking to these people?
I mean, you share pleasantries every once in a while. Like, good form over there, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I just don't know orgy talk, dude.
No.
I just can't hang, bro. I can't hang with the guys.
No, it's mostly just moaning and grunting, at least in my experience with it. So.
It's weird. I'm sorry.
Your grandma was a real chatty Kathy, but
you bastard. She was the champion.
Well, someone put something in her mouth, for God's sakes.
Oh, dude. Come on. Now you crossed the line, you bastard.
You went too far. In our hypothetical orgy situation, I went too far.
Don't you bring my grandma into it.
Hypothetical.
She wouldn't do it either, bro. She wouldn't do it either.
Hypothetical orgy or not, you leave her out of it. Oh, God, that's funny. All right, let's get to it. Fact number two. We spent way too long on that orgy one. Fact number two, opinion number two. Pineapples were such a major status symbol in Europe in the 1700s, you could rent one to take to a party. Buying one would cost the equivalent of $8,000 in today's dollars.
Damn.
That's weird.
Some pineapples, huh?
Probably because they didn't have them over there. They must have had them shipped over. You know, and that's
such
you,
a crazy thing.
You spend $8,000 on something that's going to rot away eventually. Like, do you eat it? Do you just display it and then it rots? Like, what do you do with that?
Hey, did you hear about Joe's party this weekend? I think Brock is bringing a pineapple, dude.
What?
He's bringing a pineapple this year.
Crazy. Hey, you bring a pineapple to an orgy, there are going to be some questions.
Right. There's going to be some blood.
Anyway, that's weird. Terrible. Pineapples, man. Pineapples. I have a pen. I have an apple.
Oh, come on.
Apple pen. Remember that? That was great. Whatever happened to that? That was when the world was simpler, when we had pineapple pen and not all this crazy shit going on. Fact number three,
pineapple
opinion.
Pizza.
Pineapple. Oh, that's good stuff, dude. I actually kind of want to get some pineapple. What's it? It's called... Hawaiian pizza. I couldn't think of the name earlier. Fact number three, opinion number three. The time machine in Back to the Future was originally not a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator. But Robert Zemeckis was worried it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so they changed it. Wasn't there something like back in the day, the refrigerators, you weren't able to open them from the inside? Like they had
Yeah, it had like a lock. Like my grandma's old fridge was like that too. It was like the big handle up front.
Yep.
You know, you wouldn't want to get locked in your old fridge.
Yeah, so because I remember like that was like actually a worry. Like that was one of the reasons why they changed it, because kids playing hide and seek and like if there was old refrigerators, I'm almost positive that's why they changed it, because like a bunch of kids were dying because getting locked in those.
See that picture that person posted of the fridge as they sold back in the 50s?
No.
Dude, they were massive. The size of my wall that's in front of me right here. Like you had all like it was like three fridges combined, and I think it came with like the range built into it too. So like, dude, it was nuts. And they're all like pink and like light blue.
Oh,
like,
really?
Those terrible colors. You could, yeah, look that up sometime when you get a chance.
That's weird.
Like the old refrigerators, dude, they used to have to like haul them in by like.
I'm sure the cooling system wasn't as advanced as it is today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think just families were bigger. Everything was bigger back then.
Everything was bigger. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? I wasn't there. Anyway, fact number four, opinion number four. There's a law in Arizona that baby names can't be more than 141 characters. 45 for the first, 45 for the middle, 45 for the last, and 6 for a suffix.
I think that's what's still too long.
That's 141 characters. What?
Yeah, dude.
What kind of
just pick a name? Would you like?
What kind of
their naming, dude?
Asshole would name their kid with 141 characters in there, and you know this had to have happened. That's why there's a law with it. It had to have happened. They're like, all right, we got to put the kibosh on this because we can't be having this.
It's like that one kid you go to high school with, the foreign kid who. He's got such a long last name on the back of his football jersey.
Yeah.
It's just like PK. They're
Why always is it just the PK? Ones. Yeah, they're always the ones that get the like the cool nickname because no one's remembering their full, you know, eight name.
I had a foreign exchange student from Spain. His name was Pablo Fernando Cremadres Añoro, blah 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 blah
yeah.
blah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the whole thing, but it was funny. We just anytime you met somebody new, we're like, just tell him your full name.
Yeah.
You know?
Sounds like the guy in Happy Gilmore. Slow down.
Down.
Or Billy Madison. Slow
Billy Madison,
down.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you okay. Get a long name.
Yeah. Don't name your kids long names, all right? Nobody likes it. All right, let's get to it. Fact number five, opinion number five. Karl Marx's last words were, quote, last words are for fools who haven't said enough. So really, you couldn't even say, I'm not going to have any last words, because those are actually your last words. You know, you're always going to have last words. What do you want your last words to be?
I don't know.
You shouldn't have brought that pineapple to the orgy.
Right. Right, that's it. It hurt. Yeah, that's a tough one. We could do a whole topic on that, dude.
Yeah, what do you want your last words to be? See, I've always had that. Like, obviously, I'm scared of dying, and I don't want to go terribly long on this. I'm scared of dying. I think everyone is, because we're not 100% sure. You know, you have your faith and things like that. What I'm really more scared of, though, is, like, I almost would rather go out a little bit painfully. I know that sounds terrible, and I don't want to take away from maybe someone who has died painfully, but like I feel like if I could at least maybe get, like, if my family's there and I could say goodbye to them, I might feel a little bit better going out. You know, some people want it quick. Some people want, you know, all right, you know, I'm walking along a railroad track, and if it's my time, something flies off, I'll, you know, Final Destination style, chops my head right off, you know, maybe like that. But I feel like if I could at least say some last words and actually get something nice out, you know what I mean?
I think mine would be, I buried $500 million on the corner of...
Just out. You would. I know, you could mess with some people, your family members, you know, and be like, oh, yeah. The secret to the family fortune is... Damn you, old man. It's what?
Then you wake up again real quick. Oh, he's still alive. The combination is...
Yeah. I'll have to think of something good for my last words. It'll probably be something stupid, but, you know.
You got another fact? Is that
no,
it?
That's it. There you go. Uh-oh. There you go. Started with orgies, ended with last words. I think that's perfect. Mine kind of go hand in hand with those, but... All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for hanging out. This has been Five Facts, Five Opinions, and we'll be back tomorrow for another Plan B After Show podcast with Five Facts and Five Opinions. Of course, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.